Hello, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and it is time once again for the 30-minute episodes of Lum and Abner. Dateline 1939. Get ready for news. Early in January, according to word received by Amina Banks from the American Bankers Association, Lum and Abner have called on the organization for data on banking. And a series of broadcasts starting January 9th are expected to be of interest to the financiers. The ABA urges all of us members to listen in on the program. Dateline, January 7, 1939. It was probably just an old Edward saying. Those who heard Vickin say on the Crisco Hour broadcast Friday afternoon, heard a familiar name mentioned. When Vic spoke of an old superstition of Chester Lock of Mena, Arkansas, the superstition was that if you kicked your grandpa in the head before breakfast, you would find $1.06 before the day was over. While credit for the superstition was given to Locke, it's entirely probable that that was just another old Eddard's saying. Among those who heard the program locally was Mrs. Stuart Smith, who made the report. Dateline, January 26, 1939, Arkansas House honors Lum and Abner. Resolution 14 by Rialis of Polk County records admiration and praise for Mena's favorite radio stars. Lum and Abner have been honored by the House of Representatives of the 52nd General Assembly of Arkansas. According to reports received from Little Rock, this latest honor for the former Mena boys is in the form of House Resolution Number 14 by Representative Roy Ruiz of Polk County, which was passed recently, and a copy of which, bearing the seal of the state of Arkansas, will be sent to the popular radio team. Personal ads. Dick Huddleston and his Pine Ridge Pea Pickers made a real record when they appeared recently at a charity benefit in Kilgore, Texas. Reports brought back to Mena indicate there was a paid attendance of 2,500 when the Pine Ridge attraction appeared. These Lum and Abner news reprints just shows that there was a going on in the world of Lum and Abner during the first half of 1939. Thanks to access to the Mena Star, we can bring you these news highlights. Some are major news stories, while others are simply statements buried in the personals column. But all of them fit together to make that huge jigsaw puzzle known as the history of Lum and Abner. That's what was in the news at this time in 1939 for our friends Lum and Abner. And in case I haven't already said it, don't forget to check out our friends on the Facebook group, Lum and Abner Radio Fan Group. There's lots of fans there who just love to talk about Lum and Abner, and they'll be glad to talk to you and answer questions you may have. Check them out. And don't forget the National Lum and Abner Society's official webpage, lumandabner.org. Back to the show.
Finding an abandoned baby at the bus depot, February 6th, 1949.
The Lum and Abner Show. Well, hurry up, Lum. Go over to the window and get our bus tickets. I want to get back to Pine Ridge.
Well, now, wait, Abner. Let's make sure we've got everything done here at the county seat we are supposed to do. Now, let's see. Paid our bill at the wholesale house.
Check.
Redeemed our cornet at the hawk shop.
Check.
Went to the income tax office.
Back to the hawk shop.
Well, you never knowed how to play the thing, no way.
Well, how do you know I can't play it? I ain't had it out of that place long enough to try. Looks like I'm going to have to get a job in that hawk shop to learn to play my own cornet.
Well, look, Abner, we ain't got time to stand in a bus depot all day arguing about your music talent. You just stand right there while I go over and get our bus ticket.
Doggies, I ain't had that cornet long enough to get puckered up good.
Now, recollect, while I'm over there, don't you wander off no place.
I won't.
Don't talk to no strangers. Don't let nobody sell you nothing or give you nothing. Just stand right there. Don't move an inch.
Yes, Papa. You're going to regret it when you get over to the ticket counter, though.
Why?
Because I'm standing on your garter.
Bus now leaving for Hatfield Cove and Texarkana.
Doggett, I wish that Lum would hurry up.
Bus now arriving from Hatfield Cove and Texarkana.
Doggett, that was a fast trip.
Don't move, Pop. There's a stick-up. Now, don't act like nothing's going on. Just give me your dough.
Lom told me not to talk to no strangers.
I ain't no stranger. I've been here for a week. Get out your wallet.
Lom told me not to buy nothing from nobody.
Look, Pop, cough up or I'll give you some hot lead.
Lom told me not to let nobody give me nothing.
All right, cut it out and give me... Oh, nuts. There's bound to be an easier way to make a living than this.
Bus now leaving for Texarkana will have their tickets punched here. Passengers for Hatfield will be punched there.
Doggy, that Hatfield must be a rough place.
Pardon, mister, but are you going to be here for a few minutes?
Lom told me not to take...
I wonder if you'd hold my baby. I have to run back to the department store and pick up some packages.
Well, here now...
I won't be long. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but lady, Lom told me not to take... Oh, me. How do you do, baby? Shut up. I'll be dad blame it worked.
All right, Abner, come on. I got the tickets. Our bus leaves. Well, what's the matter? Why don't you turn around and talk to me?
Howdy, Lum.
You ain't got yourself in some kind of trouble again, Heck. Wait a minute. What's that you've got in your arms there? Where did you get that?
Care for a hazelnut.
Change the subject. Where did that baby come from?
Why, Lum, I'm going to have a little talk with you.
Don't give me no wisecracks. Just tell me what happened.
Well, Lum, I weren't doing nothing, honest. I was just standing here like you told me to. And this woman come along and handed me the baby and said she had to do some shopping. Honest.
Well, Swan, do goodness. I leave you alone 5 minutes and I come back and you've got a baby. Granny's Abner, I didn't think you was dumb enough to fall for that old trick. That woman was just getting shut of this baby.
Huh?
He's abandoned.
A bandit? Well, here, you take him.
Don't give him to me. I don't want to get mixed up.
Oh, my goodness.
What do I do now?
No, I don't know.
Well, what did you used to do when little Pearl got to crying?
Well, I recollect one time she was crying, and I handed her my watch.
Oh?
Yeah.
There you are, baby. Nice, pretty watch. That's the time, baby. Hey, don't throw it. Oh, me.
You know, that's exactly what little Pearl done with my watch.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, you never asked me that.
Well, we ain't got time to argue. We got to find the note on this kid.
No. Is there still something due on him?
No, but with abandoned babies, they always write a note and pin it on their blanket.
They do? Well, I never had no idea a kid that young could write.
There must be one here somewhere.
Yeah, hurry up and find it. I'd love to hear what the little rascal has to say.
Well, I can tell you what the note would say. It'd say, I've been unable to find any work.
Well, no wonder. He's too young to join a union.
And therefore, I'm not able to support my baby.
His baby? Say, this kid's older than I thought.
Wait a minute. Here's a pen. This must be the note. Excuse me, baby. Abner, how do you get these things pinned up again?
Oh, I don't know, Lum. It's been years since I wore any of them. Get him hitched up somehow, though, and let's figure out what we can do with him. We sure can't keep him ourselves.
Trannies, no, I don't know nothing about taking care of babies. I wouldn't even know how much pablum to put in his cod liver and onions.
You got that all wrong, Lum. It's cod liver oil.
Oh.
And you change it every 1,000 miles.
Granny's Abner, I've got an idea. See that big woman sitting on the bench there? The one that's asleep?
Yeah.
I bet you she's loaded.
Huh?
Just look at the size of that ring she's got on.
Yeah. No, she'd wake up before you got it half off, Lum.
I never meant that. I just meant that we could sneak up there and leave the baby with her, and then we'd be sure he got a good home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be quiet now. We don't want to wake her up.
No.
I'll just lay him down beside her here. Now, come on.
Yeah, dog, is that a relief?
You come back here.
Uh-huh.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Care for a hazelnut?
Lady, I can explain this whole
thing. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, abandoning your poor little innocent child.
Well, now, here, wait a minute. He ain't
You thought I was asleep, didn't you? I could tell the minute I laid eyes on him that you were a worthless, no-good scoundrel. A reprobate, ruffian, a rotter.
He's a rotarian, too.
What kind of a father are you?
I ain't no kind of a father.
You certainly aren't. Now you take your child before I report you to the juvenile welfare department.
But he ain't
What's your name, old man?
Now, wait a minute.
His name's Lum Edwards.
Stool pigeon.
Everett?
Don't you tell her I'm from Pine Ridge.
I won't.
Pine Ridge? Arkansas?
No, Mexico.
No, Lum, she's right. It's in Arkansas.
Shut up.
Thank you. I'll remember that. And now, Mr. Edwards, will you take your child?
Now, listen here, lady. I can't take this child.
All right, then. Policeman! Policeman!
Oh, wait a minute, lady. Policeman! Don't call the police. Please, look, lady. Cut it out.
Oh, policeman!
Wait a minute.
Well, all right, then. Now, are you willing to take back your child?
Yeah, I'll take back my child. Come on, Abner. Here, you carry him for a while.
All right. What in the world did you tell her that he's yours for?
Well, what else could I do? My granny's nobody ain't gonna pin nothing on me.
Well, maybe not on you, but I doggies we'd better hurry and pin something on your child. Well, Lum, we can't sit here in this bus depot the rest of our lives holding a baby we don't even know.
Well, we can't leave here because we'll miss our bus. And if we try to get shut of the baby, that old biddy over there will call the police.
Yeah.
Look at her sitting over there staring at us.
Yeah. How do you do?
Abner, don't keep speaking to her.
Well, I don't know what else to do. She keeps looking right at me. Hello?
You don't have to wave. You surely don't want her for a friend, do you?
Well, she does have money. How do you do?
Grannies, I'm going to tell Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth? No, Lum, don't you dare now.
All right, then, just simmer down, Casanova.
Oh.
Now, how are we going to get rid of this baby?
Well, if we sit here much longer, they'll draft him.
I'm stumped. This is one question I don't know the answer to.
Well, say, Lum, there's a sign over where it says information. Let's ask them about it.
Well, they wouldn't know. Or wait a minute, they might. Come on, I'm willing to try anything. We can't leave no stone. Well, for pity's sake, look who the feller is.
Huh? Why, Ben Withers. It's a highly small world, isn't it?
Ben, what in the world are you doing in the information booth?
Why? Are you working here now?
Oh, my stars, no. I'm just helping out a friend of mine who took over this information job recently.
Well, why ain't your friend here?
Well, in order to get the job, he had to get an encyclopedia, so he went over to the public library.
Oh?
But he didn't have a library card, and in order to get one, he had to be a property owner, so he bought a small farm in Oklahoma. So now by the time he gets his chores done and gets over here, the day is pretty well shut. Any other questions?
No, I think that covers everything.
Well, wait, Lum, what about your baby?
Well, my stars, Lum, congratulations. How does it feel to be a grandfather?
Ben, I ain't even married.
Yes. Taking the little nipper for a bus ride?
I think the little nipper's taking us for a ride.
Look, Ben, here's what we're up against. Some woman handed this baby to Abner and then run off. And then we tried to leave it with another woman.
Yeah, that one's sitting right over there staring at us. How'd he do?
Abner, cut that out.
How do you do?
Oh, do you know her, Ben?
Never saw the woman before in my life.
Well, anyway, she threatened to call the police if I didn't take my baby back, so now we don't know what to do with it. Do you?
Fine. That's the best advice we've had so far.
Well, I'll tell you, you leave the baby with me, and I'll turn it over to the proper authorities. Don't worry about a thing.
Hi, Granny's Ben, that's wonderful.
Now, let me get the story straight. You handed some woman your baby, and she tried...
No, Ben, you got it all wrong. Now, look.
Bus leaving for Nunley or Camp Pine Ridge in Oden.
Hey, Mom, that's our bus. Come on, we don't want to miss it.
Well, wait till I explain this to Ben once more. Now, look, Ben.
Go on, catch your bus, Lum. I understand it highly. Don't worry about a thing. Come on, baby. Come to your old Uncle Ben.
Hurry up, Abner. Let's get out of here before that old biddy starts chasing us.
I know, because we better run then, because she's sure staring at us awful hard.
Abner.
Goodbye!
Why, wait a minute. Watch where you're going and get through the door there.
Oh.
You break your neck, turn around waving at her.
Wonder how much money that woman's got.
Well, don't worry about that now. Now, there's the bus over there. Get in line or we won't get a seat on it.
Passengers will please hold their own tickets.
Yeah, here's your ticket, Abner. Now, don't lose it.
Hey, Lump, look, she's looking at the window outer side. Right there. Wish I'd have got her name.
What in the world for?
Well, the kind of dough she's got, I'd just love to have her in a Pine Ridge Pyramid Club.
All I want to do is get just as far away from here as I can. You know, we never would have got away from her and the baby if it weren't for good old Ben Withers.
No, bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
All the time I've known him, this is the first time I ever saw him do anything right.
All right, let's have your ticket.
Give the man your ticket, Abner.
Oh, yes, sir.
The passengers in the rear of the bus, please step to the front. It's not crowded enough in here.
Go on, climb in the bus, Abner. Don't just stand there.
Just a minute there. Are you Mr. Edwards?
Why, yes.
Well, good. I'm in charge of the bus station here, and I have some wonderful news for you. Please step back into the depot for a minute.
But our bus is
You're going to be a very happy man, Mr. Edwards.
Hey, Lum, come on. The bus is going to leave. Hurry up. We're going to get left.
Wait a minute. Hold on there.
Hold me. There it goes. That's
just great. Now we've missed our bus. Now, what is this wonderful news you've got for me?
Mr. Edwards, thanks to the information we received from our man in the information booth, we have located him.
Located who?
Why, your baby.
My baby, that Ben Withers, I wish he'd stop trying to help us. How in the world can he get things so mixed up?
Well, sir, you know, I asked Ben that very question one day.
And what did he say?
Fine.
I ought to know that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If this was my baby, I sure wouldn't let him kick around a bus depot half his life. I'd give him every advantage.
You would, huh?
Sure. First, I'd see to it that he got a good education. I'd send him to some big school, Yale, Carnegie Tech, Vassar.
Vassar? Mom, don't you know what kind of a school Vassar is?
I told you I'd give him every advantage. Baby, for goodness sakes, keep quiet. We've got enough trouble without you yapping your head off.
Want me to buy him another watch?
Now, we've just barely got enough money left to buy some more bus tickets.
Say, when did you say that next bus leaves for Pine Ridge?
Not for 4 hours yet.
Oh, me.
Westbound stage leaving for Choctaw, Chickasha, Cherokee, Chippewa, and O.N.
Everybody's leaving here but us.
Greyhound leaving for Kansas City.
Doggies, even the dogs are leaving.
Abner, you ain't concentrating on our problem. How are we going to get shut of this baby?
Well, I don't know. Hey, Lump, maybe we could go over to the baggage counter and check it.
No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe we could.
We'll call, claim all parcels and bundles before leaving station.
Dad, blame it. Trapped again.
Look, Abner, I've got an idea. How do we get this baby in the first place?
Lom, you promised you wouldn't throw that up to me no more now.
I ain't. I was just thinking, why can't we do the same thing? Go up to somebody, hand them the baby, and ask them to hold it while we go do some shopping.
But, Lom, that old biddy is still sitting over there watching every move we make. She'll call the police again just as sure as a world.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, I don't know. My goodness, wait a minute. She's going over to that phone booth.
Yeah.
Now's her chance.
More than likely, she's calling that FBI.
Hurry up, Abner. Hand the baby to that woman standing there with her back to us.
Right there?
Yeah, hurry up.
I'm excuse me, ma'am, but
well,
I want...
For the love's sake. Abner Peabody.
Sister Simpson.
My sakes, Abner, I'm glad to see you. I'm in an awful jam.
You're in a jam.
Will you hold these bundles while I run back and do something?
Why, wait just a minute, Sister Simpson.
I won't be gone long. I just want to run over to the recruiting station.
Recruiting? You ain't going to enlist, are you?
No, but they got a sign out there in front says, "This is your big chance. Register now. The Army builds men."
Well, what's... what's that got to do with you?
I want them to build me one.
Sister Simpson, come back here.
If I ain't back by the time the bus leaves, mail them bundles to me and carry the Army.
Yeah, but Sister Simpson... Oh, me, Alan.
Well, congratulations, old man.
Mom, I was...
That's just great. Now we've got a baby and a batch of bundles to mail to the Army.
Well, Mom, I was just... Hey! Reckon the Army would notice it if there was just one extra bundle in there.
Oh, for pity's sakes, baby, pipe down. Second thought, better go back to crying. Abner, what are we going to do with this kid?
Well, what can we do with that Lady Hawkshaw sitting over there with a bead on us? Just look at her.
Hello.
You old hag.
You know, if it hadn't have been for that dad-blamed Ben Withers getting everything mixed up, we'd be on our way home by now.
Yeah.
If I live to be 1,000 years old, I ain't never going to let him talk me into nothing. Not never.
Well, there you are, Lum.
Uh-oh. Ben, you get away from me.
Fine. Lum, I've got some good news for you.
One more piece of good news will kill us.
I just ran into a lawyer friend of mine from Mount Ida, and I've talked him into helping you straighten out this baby deal.
Ben, if you don't mind, we'll just try to work this out ourselves, please.
Yes. And now here's the luckiest part of the whole thing. This lawyer friend of mine is meeting a client here in the bus depot, and this client is interested in adopting a baby.
Yeah, well, look, Ben, we'd... Adopting a baby.
What's that?
Well, don't just stand there. Bring the lawyer over here.
All right. Oh, Durwood. Mr. Zinkafoo.
Oh, no, no. Not Durwood Zinkafoo.
Hey, let's get out of here, Lum, while we still got our senses.
No, wait. If he can get shut of the baby for us, I'm willing to put up with anything. Even Mr. Zinkafoo.
Oh, no, not him, Lum, surely.
Come over here, Durwood.
Oh, no.
You remember Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, why, yes, yes. How are you, Mr. Pear Blossom?
Huh?
It's a pleasure indeed to meet you again and renew old accusations. Acquisitions. Substitutions. Renew old subscriptions. Yeah. Now, what magazines did you want to subscribe to?
Magazines?
Yeah. Hey, frankly, the law business has been a little slow lately.
Oh.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you, boys, I can get you a nice club rate on Look, Click, Pick, Hick. No, excuse me.
Well, we ain't interested in no magazines, Mr. Zink.
No, sir.
We want to find out about this party that wants to adopt a baby.
Yes. Well, my advice to you, adopt a baby, you say?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I have another client ahead of you, but I think we can find you one, all right?
No, now look, Mr. Zinker.
Well, now let's see. Do you have any choice, a boy or girl?
what other choices do you have?
Well, yeah, that's probably. Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah. Well, there's nothing like the pitter-patter of little heels, or the pitter-putter of little pigs, or the little puddle of... There's nothing like a little bungle... that reminds me. I've got to pick up my lawn, pal.
Wait a minute. Come back here, Mr. Zinkerfoos.
Did somebody call me?
Yeah, now, look. Ben Withers said that you had a client that might want to adopt this baby right here.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm sure my client will provide an excellent home for your child, too. Yeah, she's a person of high standards, a church worker, member of several uplifters gripes, weightlifters groups, she's a shoplifter. Come on, I'll introduce you over here.
Yeah, come on, Abner, bring the baby.
I'm coming.
She's supposed to meet me here in the deep hole, but I don't see her anywhere. Oh, yes, there she is, sitting on that bench. Come on, boy.
Oh, my goodness, not old Hawkshaw.
Oh, her. How do you do?
Yes, how did you... Mrs. Claypool, may I introduce Mr. Edwards?
I've already had the dubious honor of meeting Mr. Edwards, and prefer not to have my attorney associate with such reprobates.
Oh, but this gentleman has a baby for you to adopt.
Oh? Still at it, eh, Mr. Edwards?
Now, wait a minute.
I warned you once about this, and now I see but one course to pursue. Policeman! Policeman!
Hey, policeman! 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 Well, Lum, we need him as bad as she does. Policeman! Policeman!
Now, wait a minute here. I'm a lawyer. I'll be glad to take this case, whatever it is.
Well, now, let me explain this whole thing.
For goodness sake, what's going on here? I just asked you to hold my baby, not scare him to death.
Here, I'll take him now. Thank you for keeping him for me.
You mean you never abandoned him?
Well, of course not.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
Well, thank you again. And, oh, yes, here's a quarter for your trouble.
Yes, missed your last bus for 4:10. I'm rigging. Oh, Dan.
Well, come on, Abner. I finally got some more bus tickets.
Oh, Lordy.
Let's get out of here. Wait a minute. What have you got there?
Well, howdy, Lom.
Turn around here. Let me see.
Lom, I was just standing here minding my own business.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again.